Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is it time?
It's time.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the April 3rd, 2023 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any item on this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located on the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss, filling out the blue speaker card completely. Once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the appropriate time. I have two right now.
Roll call.
Ms. Tolmie, may I have the roll call?
Vice Chair Bozeman.
Present.
Commissioner Casals. Commissioner Paul is excused. Commissioner Pliego.
Here.
Commissioner Scantlin.
Present.
Chair Lee.
Here.
Chair Lee, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I will now open call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. My first of my two cards is from Ms. Sloan. Would you please state your name if you are a town resident for the record? You have 3 minutes.
My name is Devin Sloan, and I am a town resident for 20-something years. And first of all, you all should know what an incredible chair you have. Last month, if you remember, I brought something up about the totem pole in front of War Valley Country Club Estates. He found out about it. So.
Oh, I think
that was Commissioner Paul.
Oh,
it's
Commissioner Paul.
Well, he's Commissioner Paul. He's the vice chair. So.
He's around here somewhere. It's okay.
It's okay.
Anyway, a big bald. Thanks for researching the sculpture at the entrance to the Oro Valley Country Club Estates. There was information in what was sent to me about the sculptor who is deceased, and an article from 2009 about the Country Club totem pole, which was placed there in 1960. It turns out that ADOT owns the land, and the Country Club owns the sculpture. So if the sculpture can't be moved, might the HPC want to see about the possibility of looking at the historic preservation code to see if it can be designated as a landmark? And if you all haven't seen it, go by there someday and really look at it. I mean, there's all kinds of golf clubs in there and tennis rackets and initials and stuff. It's a pretty cool sculpture. That's one, and of course, working with ADOT could be an issue with regards to that, especially since we're still waiting to hear about the possibility of moving the brown and white sign on Oracle Road to let travelers know where the Bush House Museum is. And maybe Matt will talk about that later, I don't know. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. And now for my second card, Vicki Terrace, would you please state your name if you are a town resident for the record? You have 3 minutes.
Hello, my name is Vicki Terrace, and I am an Oro Valley resident, and I'm representing a neighborhood group known as the Concordia Buena Vista Group. The Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, located at 500 West Calle Concordia, has requested a rezone of their property to expand significantly. Our group opposes that expansion. With that in mind, our purpose here is to highlight the guidelines as set forth in the Oro Valley General Plan of 2016, the Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan of 2014, and the Rock Art Ranch and Residence Report of 2010. The church and ourselves are located in the Linda Vista Citrus Estates, track number 2, but we are bordered on all sides by the Oro Valley Estates, the Campo Bello, the Shadow Mountain Estates, and the Shadow Mountain Estates East. All of these areas are addressed in the aforementioned plans and reports. These are basically centered on the intersection of Calle Concordia and Calle Buena Vista and include the original site of the beginning of Oro Valley. We request this body review these documents and forward to the Town Council and the Planning and Zoning Office your explanation on compliance as it pertains to our Oro Valley cultural heritage. We believe a rezone in this particular instance would have a permanent and damaging effect on the town. Please help us with this. We are all neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Having no other blue cards, I will now close call to the audience. Council Member Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
Yes. You may not be aware, we're the council's in the process of updating developing a new 2-year strategic plan, and there's a study session on it this Wednesday night after the regular council meeting, which, by the way, is a very light agenda, so the study session should occur pretty quickly after 6 o'clock. But one of the main focus areas is culture and recreation, and one of the objectives under that is revisit and update the Steam Pump Ranch Master Plan. So that may be of interest to this commission, and it's certainly something that I would assume, if this is being done, this commission should be heavily involved in. So I just wanted to bring that point up to you.
Okay. I'm sorry, what day was that, sir?
I'm sorry?
Wednesday. What date was that?
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Thank you.
Now, it is a study session, so sometimes public input is allowed and sometimes public input is not allowed in the study session. It just really depends.
Thank you, Councilmember Solomon. Now on to review and approval of the March 6, 2023 meeting minutes. Do we have any discussion? I move to approve the March 6, 2023 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Pliego. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Bowman?
Aye.
You're good?
Yes.
Sorry. Any opposed? Moving on to regular session agenda item number one, discussion to identify education topics for consideration at a future regular meeting. This is where we, if you have any ideas or would like to invite somebody to a future meeting to spend about 15 minutes or so discussing or educating the commission on items of historical value for the community. If you've got that, go ahead and bring that forward now. Commissioner Paul is not here, but he sent forward some of his discussion, and he said that he'd like to see. He doesn't have anybody in particular in mind, but he would like to propose discussion of the further discussion of the charter, or presentation rather of the charter. Purpose, duties, administration, interface, etc. And then also maybe explore the Oro Valley, the relationship between the commission and the Oro Valley Historical Society. And then he'd mentioned earlier discussing again the process of designating homes by individual owners for the National Historic Register. So that was what Commissioner Paul would have proposed or discussed at this meeting. Does anybody have somebody in particular they want to invite, or something you'd like to hear or see? Or
I would. Good evening. I would, as the board knows, or maybe not, I have been in contact with a gentleman at Fort Huachuca who does the reenactment of Buffalo Soldiers. And I spoke with him the second week in February, and he was he's still interested in coming to share his knowledge and his historical points that he knows and what he has discovered.
I'm sorry. Is that as far as Buffalo Soldiers being in this area, like steam up?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. You weren't here when...
No, sorry.
Yes. It has been, researched that along that time, the Buffalo Soldiers had an opportunity to stop in Steampunk Ranch area. Mm-hmm. And that was their point of where the horses would... they would have the horses to, for water and have... Everyone would... It was a resting point.
Okay.
And they would then go as far as Oracle, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And he's researched that, and he's found that out. Okay. And I brought, I think it was in December, did I make that presentation, that it was also researched and found as well. So I did speak with him. He's a retired Army colonel, lieutenant colonel, I'm sorry. And he resides at Fort Huachuca, and that's what he does. He also he does reenactments there. Because as you may or may not know, the Buffalo Soldiers monument, memorial is there. So we've had extensive conversations. And I really would like for him to come here to, and he will come in all his garb, and retired Lieutenant Colonel Hancock.
Thank you so much.
Charles Hancock.
Thank you.
I would love to see that.
Can we just go ahead and schedule it? Can you talk to them?
Sure. Yes. As a matter of fact, yes, I could.
So that would be our next, I don't know what day it is, first Monday in May, right? So.
Yes.
Put it on future agenda item, sure.
As a future agenda, yes.
That's what you just say, I'd like to put that on.
I'd like to put it, yes, I would like to put that on a future agenda. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Still learning, thank you.
I'd like to know if there's going to be a presentation about the Church of the Nazarene expansion.
You know, Matt has some information on that.
Okay.
So he can speak to that after the meeting. Is that Matt?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We talked specifically about that.
Absolutely.
Got some information on that for you.
Thank you.
And then, any other education topics for anything upcoming? So let's go ahead and move on to regular session agenda item number 2. Everyone's good? Discussion and possible action to assign individual commissioners sections of the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan to review and report their findings to the Historic Preservation Commission at a future meeting. So this is the, I can't remember if we talked about it, it was a discussion item last time, but the Cultural Heritage and Preservation Plan has to be reviewed by the HPC annually. And looking through it, it's got 6 parts right up front and a number of appendices following that. So I propose that we just each take a section of that document, the first 6 sections, they're very short. Look through those, see if we have any qualms with it. Those sections lead you over to the appendices, and then when we all come together at the end of the year to discuss this, we'll all bring our comments on the appendices, but we'll just go ahead and assign those 6 sections today, if everyone's okay with that. And then before we begin assigning, Commissioner Paul also had a comment on this one. And, oh, never mind. I thought he had a particular section he wanted. So I don't know if you have a particular section you'd like to take or if you just want a section. Commissioner Scanlon?
To volunteer for number 3, historic neighborhoods.
Commissioner Scanlon would like to take section 3.
I would like to have either 1 or 5.
Commissioner Pliego?
Selfish
you down for one or five and see what happens with. And I'm going to just take whatever's left over at the end, so I'm good.
I would be interested in historic Steampunk Ranch.
Which section is that?
Two.
Section two?
Yes.
Commissioner Bozeman, section two. And then one or five. Let's go with, oh, and Commissioner Kasaus isn't here right now. So we'll just give her one. And then, well, since I have a choice here, let's go with three. And I'll go with, I'll do section four then. And then we can give, and Commissioner Plago, you said number one or five?
Yes.
Let's give, since you're okay with either one, let's give Commissioner Paul number five.
Sure.
And that leaves Commissioner Kasaus with number six, which I think she's mentioned before, so she have a vested interest in that. So it's like one, two, three, four, five, six. I think I have them all sorted there. And you'll see that they make, at least most of them, make reference to an appendix, so that kind of inherently involves that. So, any questions or discussion on this?
I do. I would like to be reminded specifically what we're supposed to be doing with it.
So we're looking through it. We're looking for the obvious stuff, you know, any kind of grammar or change. But we're looking primarily for updates to the document because that's why we do this annually. We're modernizing it. So if there's anything outdated or needs to be addressed, especially with appendices, the document was created a while ago. We're just reviewing it to make sure it's current.
Okay, good. Every Thank year. You.
So, Ms. Tolmie, I have.
Ms. Tolmie.
It's okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. I have Commissioner Bozeman with number two, item number two.
Yes.
Commissioner Kasaus with item number six. I'm sorry, Vice Chair Bozeman. And Commissioner Paul as number five. Commissioner Pliego with number one. Commissioner Scantlin, section three, and I'll take section four. I move to assign those sections to those commissioners. May I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bozeman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to regular session item number three. Discussion and possible action to select a Historic Preservation Commission member to draft a report on commission activities for submission to the Town Council and the State Historic Preservation Office as provided in the Oro Valley Town Code 610.5F16. This is a compilation of the meeting minutes. Every year, one of us compiles all that together into a sort of report and then gives it to Ms. Tolmie and she does what needs to be done with it. It so happens that Commissioner Paul is happy to volunteer for that. So if anybody else wants to take their turn at it this year, you're here, so we can put you down for it. Otherwise, I'll just assign to Commissioner
Paul. I was going to vote for him anyway. He's not here.
And so let's go ahead and I move to approve the annual report be assigned to Commissioner Paul, and that he present the 2022 annual report at the December meeting. May I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Scantlin. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. And our next item is the department update from Mr. Jankowski.
Yes, thank you, Chair, members of the Commission. In my last month's meeting, I alluded to the fact that the construction project out at Steampunk Ranch to make necessary repairs of the barbecue and bunkhouses would be underway on the 9th of March, and we did begin work on the 9th out there, starting with a kickoff meeting. And since that time, demolition of the bunkhouses as well as the barbecue has been completed. So everything that was not necessary to the structure has been demolished and removed from the property. So if you go there today, it looks very different. A portion of the barbecue building has been removed to return it back to the historically accurate time period. So the barbecue is the thing that you're going to notice the most. It looks different. A portion of the back of the building and a portion of the front of the building have been removed. We are continuing to work with Poster Myrto McDonald on the design work. We've used them for the garage building, and they've also been involved in that property since the town took ownership. And we're using the Chase Building Team as the contractor on the job. They have a tentative completion date at the end of June. So they are working very efficiently out there, and we have no reason to believe, as the demolition has been done, that that time frame would need to be extended much beyond that time period as it sits right now. Some other news with regards to the department. The Community and Recreation Center hosted a pickleball tournament about a week ago that attracted over 300 players to the facility. So it was a three-day tournament. Very, very good turnout there. Pickleball continues to be very popular, and everybody's appreciative of the investment out there and the amenities that they have to play on. So that was very nice. We also have installed new barbecue grills at the Riverfront Park, as well as James D. Cray Park. And in March, the Parks Department will be installing new wayfinding signage along the trail network at Honeybee Canyon Park. Today was actually the first day of summer camp registration for the department. We're offering 9 different camps this summer that range from full days to half days, as well as specific focus areas and camps. We have seen a lot of people register for camp today. This whole week is one of our busier weeks when it comes to the entire year. So those are open and available for the public. We spread the news via e-blast, as well as taking out a full-page ad in the Explorer. Last week they came out on Wednesday, actually. If you opened up the Explorer, on one page was our full-page ad for that event, or for the camp kickoff, as well as then the other page directly across from it was for the Celebrate Oro Valley event. Just a reminder, that Celebrate Oro Valley event is taking place on the 8th, this Saturday. There will be musicians, dance performances, arts and crafts for kids to include rocket launching, cattle branding. There's going to be a petting zoo. And always the Heirloom Farmers Market is going to be on site with food trucks and tours provided of the property by the Oro Valley Historical Society. The last note I have on here is with regards to our upcoming Spring Friday Night Concert Series at Steam Pump Ranch. We've got 2 concerts this month. The first one will be this Friday, April 7th. The Little House of Funk will be playing. And then later at the end of the month on April 28th, we have a country band called Steel Saguaros that will be out there on the property. So with the nice weather, definitely comes the return of the concert series for the next couple of months. So that is my report. Thank you very much.
I think I volunteered for something, and I can't remember what.
I was going to confirm with everybody after the meeting about who is interested in assisting with the Celebrate Oro Valley event, because we're a little light on specifics, but we'll get that taken care of.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Jankowski. Our next item is future agenda items. The commission may bring forth general topics for any future meeting agenda. The commission may not discuss, deliberate, or take action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38431-02H. Do we have any items to add to a future agenda?
Ms. Bozeman?
The presentation of Buffalo Soldier presented by Charles Hancock.
And that would be
motion.
Wait.
Need 2 people. Yes, go ahead.
I just had a question about it. This is for discussion. So at that meeting, we would discuss and act on actually bring them? Or this would be...
This is just to put it on the list of future agenda items, and when that agenda item can be scheduled will be up to your staff to contact him and try and come up with a time like that and let you know.
Okay. Oh, so...
You need 2 people.
And then did you have the wording? Are we good? And then do we have a second?
Second.
Okay.
Thank you. You don't have to vote on it. We just need two people to say it. They want to put on an agenda.
Do we have any other items to add to a future agenda? Perfect. Thank you. Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:26 p.m. May I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Scantlin. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you.
Thank you.